MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovart. The Seven Cabins fire burning near the site of the fatal medical plane crash northwest of Ruidoso near Capitan Peak has scorched more than 6,500 acres as of Sunday afternoon and remains 0% contained. Fire officials said strong winds and heavy dry fuels within the Pepin burn scar are fueling critical to extreme fire weather conditions, complicating suppression efforts. A forest closure order is in effect around the fire, shutting down all roads, trails, and access to the Capitan Mountains Wilderness Area. A temporary flight restriction has also been established to provide safe operating conditions for firefighting aircraft. Crews continue working to hold the fire south of Highway 246 using both direct and indirect suppression tactics, depending on terrain and fuel conditions. Resources assigned to the fire include 5 crews, 9 engines, 3 helicopters, 4 water tenders, and 3 dozers. Mandatory evacuations remain in place from State Highway 246 to the ridge line of the Capitan Mountains between Gap Road and Boy Scout Mountain. Officials are urging residents in the affected area to leave immediately for their safety. An evacuation center has been established at the Capitan and Senior Center. The large animal shelter at the pageant grounds remains closed because of staffing shortages. Residents needing assistance with animals are asked to contact the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office at 575-648-2341. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has released nearly $500 million in disaster assistance to communities in Louisiana, Texas, and New Mexico impacted by COVID-19 and past natural disasters. In New Mexico, Roswell will receive about $2.6 million in allocations to repair or replace fire department vehicles damaged during the catastrophic flooding of 2024. FEMA officials said additional funding requests and eligible recovery projects remain under review. And beginning Monday, crews in the Village of Ruidoso Public Works Department will conduct sewer line maintenance between Meacham Drive and Sudearth Drive and extending to Lincoln County Medical Center. The work is scheduled to continue through Thursday, with crews operating nightly 6 p.m. to midnight to minimize disruptions to daytime traffic and community activity. Motorists are urged to use caution and watch for workers in the area. Officials said no utility services will be interrupted during the maintenance work. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.